This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The first of two trials for the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX begins today here in New York. Sam Bankman-Fried once led high-flying FTX into bankruptcy protection last November. Prosecutors allege fraud. For a preview, let's turn to Sujit Raman, the chief legal officer at TRM Labs, an analytics company that uses tech to help organizations spot crypto and other financial crimes. Mr. Raman, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, David. Great to be here.
And lots of procedural stuff expected when a trial gets underway. I mean, what'll you be looking for early on?
I think opening statements are likely to begin on Wednesday, and that's when the trial really begins. We'll see if Mr. Bankman-Fried's lawyers choose to put on an opening statement of their own. I anticipate they'll probably stand up and make some kind of argument about how Mr. Bankman-Fried didn't really know what was going on. He was inexperienced. He was in over his head. And that while there might have been a lot of mistakes at FTX, there wasn't any criminal intent.
Do you think the government will try to create the case that this was a Ponzi scheme?
Well, if the allegations are true, David, then it was certainly a massive embezzlement. You know, the way that FTX made money was by taking a fee, and that's a perfectly legitimate business model. What's not legitimate is taking the funds that customers custodied on the platform and then using that money for other purposes, like, hypothetically, buying a luxury penthouse apartment in the Bahamas. That's what the government's alleging happened here. And if that is, in fact, what happened, then those are very serious crimes.
And if the trial bears this out, then it's not really specifically about this being a cryptocurrency company or that it's about digital assets. I mean, that's embezzlement can hit any kind of business.
That's absolutely right. Fraud is fraud is fraud. And if that's ultimately what happened here, I wouldn't necessarily draw any connections to the crypto industry directly. That said, it's obvious that once Mr. Bankman-Fried's activities came to light, that did bring a lot more scrutiny to the digital asset sector. And I suspect that that continued scrutiny will continue in the weeks and months going forward.
Now, early on, around the time of the FTX bankruptcy, there were vivid accusations that FTX was run in a slapdash way. Commentators after the bankruptcy suggested that this would now be the end of the Wild West phase of crypto. I mean, part of what you do is monitor this stuff. Are you seeing changes already?
Well, what we are seeing is an increased emphasis on compliance. So I wouldn't link that directly to the Sam Bankman-Fried case, but it is part of a broader recognition that digital assets are here, they're here to stay, and governments around the world want to create regulatory structures for that activity. I think we do have a greater awareness of compliance in the digital assets industry, and I think spectacular flameouts like the FTX case only help push that idea forward.
Sujit Raman is Chief Legal Officer at TRM Labs. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.